Leah Tausch continues with more of your calls. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. List is more. Have you been abandoned with your big T-shirt with the medallion screen printed on it?
No. Jesse was, he said there's just so much good stuff that he had to go cut some audio. I don't know. So I think he's back, but I don't know if he's being shy and doesn't want to be on the camera.
I was on the search for some breakfast.
Lied. That's more on brand.
Yeah, there.
That makes sense. There he is. What'd they have? What kind of breakfast?
I didn't find any.
Oh, that's a bummer.
All right, let's get back to the call. So enough about Jesse and whatever the hell he's been doing.
Well, you asked.
Looking for a bagel.
100%
my
fault.
It's the Wisconsin Invitational Golf Tournament. I thought maybe some of those Uncrustables they have for the AmFam Championship might be around. You know, some bacon, some eggs.
Jason, do you think before we take a call?
Sure.
Do you agree with our last call, Andy's point on LaFleur? He's obviously a prideful dude, and he wants his offense to be great. It's his offense. It's Hafley's defense. Do you think that he does get caught up in that, or do you think he why did yesterday happen?
Yeah, I know Andy in Waukesha disagreed with me, so I'm going to disagree back with him. I don't think it's pride.
Okay.
I do think that there's the mentality with all these guys, and somebody, I think it was the previous Andy in Madison, who mentioned, you know, Shanahan, and he doesn't put as much effort into his appearance and whatever else.
But in fairness, McVay does. Like Sean does.
I never thought Shanahan was like ugly, but
no, he's definitely more, he's
scrappy.
Yeah.
And McVay lost on a block kick too yesterday. That was quite an ending. And then the thing in Tampa happened, but they came back anyway. I do think that there is a mentality among all those guys that the old school way of running the ball three times and punting is not successful. But I thought you had the perfect response to that, which is, don't do that against Josh Allen. Don't
Mahomes.
Do that against the Lions. But during this, against this hack operation of an offense led by 68-year-old Joe Flacco, that's exactly what you should have done. I think that is a completely fair criticism. Again, I think you can argue, but they're not mutually exclusive. If they do call a pass, you can't have what happened happen. Period.
Agreed.
Finn. If you're an MVP candidate, you can't make that mistake. It doesn't mean that Jordan Love sucks and we think they're screwed because he's their quarterback. In that instance, though, you got to be better. And I think that's fair critique.
Do you trust Jordan Love right now? I know Jen, Gabe, and Chewy put that up on their poll. I've mentioned that a bunch.
And this
on
is all Homer's
post-game.
Idea.
Oh, well, I brought it up. But, yeah, Homer, I have no problem with Homer. I asked that question. I have no problem with Homer. Homer's on that show. He does 4 hours. I do one. So, great. Do you?
I do.
Do ya Dukin?
I do. But
he's
when you make mistakes
player.
Like that.
Yes. I said, do ya? Do ya believe? Do ya trust? Do ya Dukin?
Like, do ye is how we said his name.
You say potato, patata.
Hip, hip, if hooray. You,
go
oh,
ahead.
Do ya? Do ye? Yes, but when he makes a mistake like that, he makes it a lot harder for me to continue to trust him.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So,
sure.
Look, I don't think this is a referendum on whether or not he's a good quarterback, but on that play, that is not a mistake you can afford to make.
He was not a good quarterback yesterday, period.
He wasn't.
And by the way,
and part
there's
of it
been,
was he got the crap kicked out of
he
him,
got,
tying
he did,
a career high of number of sacks with five.
Yep. He
that
took a couple he had
bad.
No business taking to. But, yes, he was pressured. He was every quarterback that gets rattled like he does is going to have a tough day, just for the record. Aaron Rodgers had a game out in Denver where he threw for 75 yards and got drilled. Like, it happens. And we do need to acknowledge Cleveland's defense is doggone good. Like, they are. So, all right, moving along.
Let's go north of the border.
Moving along.
Is Ricardo going to be bummed, or is he going to be Johnny Positive?
I've been trying to get to Ricardo for a bit.
Ricardo,
I'm very, very, very curious Matt LaFleur and Mike McCarthy, who was at the volleyball match during the Packers game
yesterday.
Boy,
Jesse got a lot of clicks yesterday, did he? He is such a little click. He is a little click guy, isn't it?
Clicky
what
monster.
What can I put up to get all these clicks?
Let's go north of the border to Canada and talk to our guy, Ricardo. Ricardo, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, everybody. The Green and Gold Coalition isn't as sweet as it is today, but you know what? It's okay. It happens, okay? We're not the Giants. We're not the Jets. We're not the Browns. These games are going to happen, all right? It was a bad football game. Do we trust Jordan Love? Of course we trust him. He's our quarterback. Well, just like, do we trust Josh Jacobs? He fumbled on the last drive, but we got it back, right? Like,
yeah.
These things are going to happen. Matt LaFleur needs to do better. He does, yes. Our special teams, we as a fan base deserve more than one game where we don't have to worry about it. That needs to be figured out. It's been years in the making. I don't know what to do anymore. Bastacio's just stealing money. Someone should put out an FBI on the one, because that guy's just taking money from us, because I don't know what the hell is going on.
That seems strong.
But,
that seems strong, Ricardo.
No, I'm probably, listen, 3 years, man. I wish someone paid me for 3 years and not do my job. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be great.
What does he know about the FBI? He's in Canada.
Let's just move it along.
In His Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, boy.
But in terms of the game, guys, the best, my father always said, there's always a positive in anything. And the best thing about this team is that, one, we needed a game like this to slap us in the face, to be like, hey, get off your high horse. No more talk about undefeated seasons. Yep. No more talk about Super Bowls. Let's worry about the now. Let's go back to the 1-0 every week. Get your, you know, get your behinds in gear. Worry about who's in front of you. Don't worry about what's happening in February. Worry about what's happening this Sunday. We need it. And guess what? If we were going to lose a game like that, I think there's a Cleveland Browns, an AFC team, in the middle, in the third week of the year, it's probably a good idea. Because guess what? Every team, last time I heard, I think the Dolphins were the only team that went undefeated. So you're going to lose a game. It's going to happen, but you need to learn from it. Now, if this continues the trend where the sloppiness, the penalties continue, then we got a serious problem. This can be a positive, so we need to make it a positive. Guys, it's September. Relax. That Andy you called earlier, tell him to go have some chai tea and relax. Like, what is everyone jumping off the bridge for? We're not the Giants. We're the Packers. This is title time. We'll be in the playoffs. We got to kick ass, get our Heinz in gear, and we'll be okay. Relax.
Relax.
I'm Team Ricardo.
I'm with Ricardo too.
Ricardo, thanks
you
for the call.
You can still be very critical, and also feel like this team. I don't feel any worse about this. Now I'm more concerned, obviously, about our offense. But we're not going to play a lot of defenses like this. Cleveland's defense can be top five. It's going to be in the same category as the Green Bay Packers defense.
Yeah, so
I believe
let me briefly address Ricardo's statement there, if I may.
Which one?
The one about don't go jumping off the bridge. The calling the FBI, we're going to let that one slide.
Does Canada have an FBI?
I think
it's like Interpol or something like that.
Interpol, that's great.
No, that's
nice. Nice poll. That was good, though. I like that. The issue that I have here is that the conversation that we're having is independent of our overarching view of this team. And I wanted to highlight, I think his actual name is Monty, and he can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but his nom de plume on Twitter is Ferd Turgeson. And his poll question was, which do you think is the closest to the kind of team the Packers actually are, weeks 1 and 2 or week 3? And I give credit where credit's due. I love this poll because I think I literally asked
this question on Green Bay Game Night last night.
Well, I wasn't listening.
Give credit where credit's due.
No, I mean, I literally did, but yeah, that is a,
take,
it is a great
credit
poll.
Where it's due.
It's a good job by Homer.
It just, go ahead.
And then we can discuss.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right now, Ferd has gotten 480 votes,
okay,
and it's 91% weeks 1 and 2. 9% week three. And that's my point, is that we are going to dissect this game and criticize where it's deserved. But I'm with Tausch. This doesn't change my view of what this team is.
Not even
but
a little bit.
They should be 3-0, and if they'd have done their job properly, they would be.
Yes.
And losses do matter, even AFC losses.
You never know
what this is going to mean when we get to week 18.
That this is all true. And, you know, the thing is, and this is where when Jesse was talking about being Mr. Rational, that's not this job. That's not what this job is. No. This job is to let fans feel. Let's let the fans feel the way they feel, and you can still have perspective on a holistic approach to where this team is, and this team is going to be really blank and good. Yesterday, they were really good in one-third phases of football, and that is going to get your blank beat. Now, if they continue with the sloppy play, and by the way, if you're going to be concerned, special teams, I'm all in with you being concerned. I think Rich Bisaccia, I totally agree. I think he's gotten a complete pass this entire time. You know, with the kicking and, I didn't draft Anders Carl, all this other stuff. It's been blech. Now, you have the kicker. You have a punter. It should be better. You have to clean this stuff up. But the concern level, and what I've said is that interior offensive line is a concern. We can't run the football effectively. And I know Cleveland is really good. But you want to say, how can you alleviate some pressure off of Jordan Love and let him play that type of game? You run the football. Teams are doing everything, and Washington came in and said, we're not going to let you run it, and Jordan torched him. Beautiful. Well, that's not what happened yesterday. And so that is the concern. And you can have optimistic beliefs, and I do, and I know you do, Jason, because I think this roster is really good. But you have to put it together. And, yes, yesterday was a complete blank show when it comes to two-thirds of your football team. And you can't just say, well, 95% of us think we're going to be great. You can't. We can. They certainly can't. And they need to figure and get that stuff cleaned up. There is more than enough talent here. And I said 14 wins when the season after Micah Parsons. I still feel we're going to be in that ballpark, but not if we do what we did yesterday. And I think yesterday was a combination of these guys feeling like they were really blank and good, and that Cleveland wasn't. And for a big chunk of the game, it played out that way until it didn't. And then you're scrambling. And when you start scrambling, you make mistakes. And when you do that, games like that can happen. Because I would bet if we played that team 20 times, we win 19 of them. Yesterday was the one.
And you win 20 if you just run into the line instead of having Jordan Love throw an interception. All right, I want to get to more of your calls. Again, lots to get to. I'm seeing, and look, I want to apologize to the folks in the YouTube comments. I am monitoring those. There are a lot of really good ideas. I wasn't kidding. We could do a 7-hour show today. I don't have time to do that. Neither do you, knuckleheads, so we won't do it. But we got a lot going on.
Who's to stop the YouTubers from just doing?
Well, they're doing their own show. Yeah, they're doing their own. They're discussing penalties. 14 penalties?
Yeah, very sloppy.
What are we doing here? Jordan Morgan. We'll try to get to as much of it as we can. What we definitely need to get to is Tausch telling us about Quick Trip.
Yep, and Packer fans, your next Quick Trip run could score you the ultimate win. That'd be nice. Cruise into tailgate season in a brand new Chevy Silverado RST. You can blaze the trails on a new Polaris Sportsman 570 or grill like an MVP with a Pit Boss Ultimate Lift Off Griddle. For every dollar you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you'll earn points to use in the Packers fan zone. No purchase is necessary. You can get full details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. And you know what? It's busy, right? Everybody's busy. You can go, you can get that fried chicken, the pizza, take home meals. You can pay ahead and grab it in store or curbside. And don't miss these deals. They go through today, so get moving. Kitchen Cravings Boneless Pork Chops. 99 cents. Bananas, jumbo onions, baked potatoes, 29 cents a pound. Quickrete white bread. You can get honey wheat, Italian cracked wheat, Swiss rye. I like Swiss rye. Multigrain or Texas toast. You get 2 loaves for $4. Tailgate savings and sweepstakes only at Quick Trip. We'll see ya next time.
I thought I thought my headphones.
I got you on that one. Hey, I got you on that one.
That was fun.
So drew you offside.
Old Jumpy McGee over here.
Fourth and one. He jumps.
Jordan, hold it. Don't snap the ball. Let it go. We'll move on to the next one. We'll get new deals next week.
Everybody knew what was coming, and he still jumped.
He jumped. You get flinchy over there. Don't be flinching.
More Will Dudes House straight ahead. Stick around. When you tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess. How could you expect?
Let's get back to your calls.
So, Jason, before we grab this call, I just got a really interesting text from my buddy Antony. And here's what he said. He is, I'm not a Packer fan, so this is a completely unbiased opinion. If the Packers are a Super Bowl-type team, which I believe they are, and I think you do.
I do.
Correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
There is, and I go, zero reason your quarterback shouldn't be trusted to not throw a pick on what should be a game-sealing third and three situation. Running game stunk. LaFleur was good for a dagger. Asking your quarterback to throw an incompletion or convert a third and three should be the minimum that they do. Yeah. And then also, he's a big Brewer fan. How about giving the Brew Crew a minute? I said, well, I'm still banned for 3 days, so I can't.
Yeah, you so can't do that. We'll do that without you in a little bit. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But that,
Antony.
Yep.
Antony.
Really good text.
That's a great text, which, again, if you say that on the postgame show, apparently you incur the wrath of all of Twitter. But I couldn't agree with Antony more. Reasonable expectation there. Also, for those of you that are interested in the Pro Football Focus grading, the five lowest graded players on offense yesterday, from the bottom up. Hmm. Rashid Walker, Jordan Morgan, Aaron Banks, Anthony Belton, Elton Jenkins. What do all those guys have in common? They're all offensive linemen.
Well, they all said we were going to go undefeated this year.
One of them did.
And now he is giving himself a 14-week ban.
Yeah, he's pulling a towel.
O-linemen are not afraid to ban themselves, I've noticed. The Broncos went years without having their O-line talk.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's probably helped them win a couple of championships. Who was the D-lineman that just ate our lunch yesterday? What was the kid's name? Because I want him on our team at some point. I want Goody to go get him, too.
Hasn't he made enough trades?
No, but I'm saying, that cat, I mean, he ate our lunch in the middle of that defense. So
we will get to.
He had the sack early in the game. He was all over the place. He ate our lunch up front. And Aaron Banks, he's not able to finish games. Like, there's a lot of concern. Like, if you want to be concerned about something, Bisaccia special teams, I'm all for it. I am much less concerned about Jordan Love than I am about our interior part of our O line, because I don't know if they can stay healthy, and it's become a little struggly so far.
Was it Malik Collins that you're
Malik
thinking of?
Yep, Malik Collins. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get back to the calls. Thank you, Antony, for the text message. Though I, more than anyone else, appreciate that, because I think you helped my argument. Let's go to Tim in West Bend first. Tim, good morning. Thanks for holding on so long.
Good morning.
What do you got, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call. I don't know. I don't want to say I was on hold a long time, but I think Apple came out with two new versions of the phone while I was on hold here.
I heard the new one sucks. I heard the new one sucks, too. Maybe I'm wrong.
Anyway, negatives and positives. Negative, they just had a real letdown. And you know, Matt LaFleur needs to get better. I thought at halftime it was 3-0. And I thought, well, what are they going to do to adjust? Great coaches, like a Belichick or whatever, those guys adjust, and they outcoach the other guy in the latter part of the game. That didn't
not much adjusted in North Carolina right now. I'll tell you that.
Why didn't
their girlfriend smooching them after they lose?
Smoochy moochy.
Why didn't Also, why? I mean, it seemed like they were doing different things, like a screen pass. Even they had a screen pass with a penalty. They ran with one the very next play at work. Why didn't they try some of that stuff? I mean, it seemed like they gave up on some stuff pretty easy. And I don't know. And positives, they play Dallas next week, and Dallas lost. They got smoked by Chicago, which is awesome whenever that happens. Normally, I'd say it's a trap game, but because Green Bay got beat so bad, they're gonna be looking for revenge. So,
oh yeah.
And the other positive, it's easy to coach. Oh my God, there's so much stuff to coach. Penalties, bad play by Aaron. This would be an easy week to coach. I mean, come on.
Yeah, good call, Tim. I agree with a bunch of what you said, including the Dallas thing. Like, this is an opportunity based on what we saw Caleb Williams do to get to their defense. There should be an opportunity here for Jordan Love and the Packers offense to feel better about themselves than they do after yesterday's performance. We do need to have a conversation at some point about Jordan Morgan, though, because he had three of those penalties. He was the man responsible for Shelby Harris, who blocked the field goal. Would he just be better off playing one position? Is he jack of all trades, master of none at this point? We'll get to that coming up. Let's get to another call here before the break, though. Let's go to Brandon in Maryland. Brandon, good morning. Thanks for holding on. What do you got for us?
Hey, good morning, Jason and Mark. Long-time listener here for your show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I don't know how much time you guys have. I can go on a whole roast fest here, like Comedy Central on these guys, but...
I kind of want to hear a couple of roasts.
Does that make you Mickey Glaser?
I'm out on roasts.
I'd like two or three roasts. That would be fun.
Well, I like listening to Frank Caliendo, and I kind of like doing some impersonations with John Gruden like him. But the main focus on what I wanted to call about today was just I don't know what this franchise and this organization is doing, concentration-wise, when they told us the entire offseason their focus was on building a formidable offensive line to be able to handle a team like the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. And if this is your concentration, you know, that you guys have had the entire offseason, you guys have gone through the whole scouting departments, you've gone through the entire, you know, roster talent development process of things, and this is a product that you guys put out on the field, you know, what is it saying about the team's management skills, their ability to scout players, their ability to get, you know, talent attained, and also going out and making a splash in free agency, signing a guy like Aaron Banks, who's fortunately already proven to be a big of a bust. And, you've got Matt LaFleur with his coaching issues where in tight management of the clock, he's always come through with, you know, choking the game away with either abandoning the run the football or trying to do his gadget plays with jet sweeps and trick plays. And he just gets away from being able to just do the basics. And he kind of gets in his own head in ways. So, I mean, this is a cumulative, you know, formula of what's going on with this team of always choking in the big moments and games. Because it's been, what, three NFC Championship games we've lost under Matt LaFleur now, you know, two against the 49ers, one against the Bucks. Those guys eventually, you know, they go into the Super Bowl and lose. But it's got to be concerning under 7 years under Matt LaFleur that this guy hasn't really shown any fire or under, you know, lighting a fire under these guys, as, you know, but when they go into the game and there's no passion, there's no emotion with these guys that I see. The defense, I mean, I'm just so happy that this defense is showing up here under Halfley here the way they are. We've always been a franchise that's been about offense, it's been about quarterbacks, it's been about great receivers and developing talent there. It'd be great to have some sort of identity like the way the Steelers did in the 60s and 70s or the Ravens in the 2000s and the 2002 Bucks team. But the offense, which is supposed to be our bread and butter, especially starting in at the interior line, this is an absolute joke. This is the absolute travesty of a franchise grading talent and then trying to have everybody we could have drafted over skill position players over the years and the players we missed out on. This is what you have to show for it. I mean, I'm glad this Cleveland game happened because it exposed everything for the flaws we have, from management to scouting to personnel to just, you know, the gameplay and going into, you know, being able to play a team we should be able to beat. But everyone's saying that we're a Super Bowl caliber team. I just don't see it. I think we were lacking veteran presence. We're lacking, you know, a guy like Devontae Adams, which could be able to get, you know, the ball in his hands at any moment, at any time of the game, to be able to get us first down, move the chains. We don't have any real number one receiver right now, with Reed being out, with Watson being out, with, you know, I mean, a bunch of players is injured, and we're just being exposed.
Yeah, look, a few things, Brandon, and thanks for the call. It was not a roast, and you made some very good points. First of all, I think when we look at the big picture of this, we are the criticism for this game is fair. I don't know if we're going to extrapolate it out and they're not, you know, showing up to play and whatever else. But the one thing that we do need to talk about, and I had a couple of people say this when they signed him, I'm not a connoisseur of offensive line play, but I had people ask me, why do they give Aaron Banks that much money? And the early returns between durability and performance are that that was not a great signing. I think that's a fair critique. So that doesn't mean that that's going to be the final analysis of that signing, but to Brandon's point, they did this expressly to restructure their offensive line. They missed, even though he started 50 games, on Josh Myers. They decide they can't go forward with him and re-sign him. So now you've got Elton at center. You pay a guy $26 million or whatever it is for this season for Aaron Banks to come in and be your left guard. You got an offensive lineman that was your first-round pick last year that not only can't earn a starting job but struggled at multiple positions yesterday. Tausch, to Brandon's point, your concern level with the offensive line, because you watched two teams over the weekend have problems in that area, and we know everything starts there for you offensively.
Yeah, I, you know, I was concerned interior depth-wise, especially at center. And Elton obviously did not have his, you know, one of his better games yesterday. There is concern why you're not running the football and why you've not been as effective as maybe we've seen. I know Josh Jacobs had a good second half last week, but all in all, it has not been as good as what it was with a group that you felt like you needed to upgrade. And it is early in the season, and guys missed a lot of camp. And you mentioned Banks, and you know, Zach Tom's been out and missed time. But that needs to, and Goody has put a lot of resources into where that team, you know, into that position group, because he knows that's how you win. And he's seen it with Philly. He's seen it with other teams. And yesterday, Cleveland, their defensive line ate our lunch. And you're not going to win a lot of games when that happens. So if you want to say, well, what's the part of this team that needs to improve the most? That's right there, I think, is your group. Because there's talent there. We've seen this group play at a really high level. And I thought pass protection-wise against Detroit, handled their business. Against Washington, handled their business. And then yesterday, you didn't. Now, your level of competition yesterday was the highest defensively that we've seen. Next week, it will not be. And I would bet you're going to see a huge bounce back from that group up front. And then you hopefully can start building off of that, because Dallas is not very good on defense. They're not good at all. And you're going to need to be more aggressive next week, because I think Dallas will have more success offensively against this defense than what Cleveland did. But, yes, that point on this group needs to play better than what they've done up to this point.
All right, we need to get some more calls. 844-770-3776. We also need Tausch to tell us about American Family Insurance.
Indeed, life is better with a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance. That's because they're always there to protect your dreams, from hosting a family reunion in your new home to taking a family road trip in your new minivan. So insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
More of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone. I don't want to move on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone for good. You're slipping through my fingertips a little bit by a little bit. I didn't know the love of you was the happiest I've ever been. So I'm just trying to hold on. Hold on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone.
Right back to the phones we go. I know Jesse, when he's not looking for bagels and donuts and all kinds of goodies. At
heavy
TPC
rainstorm was out here today.
Yeah.
The golfers hadn't come in. That was a good move by Molly.
Can I say, I know we're not, we're going to spend a lot of time talking Badgers tomorrow, most likely, would be my guess.
Badgers outsider coming on?
Maybe.
Might want to consider.
Your pregame interview with Fickell on Saturday,
yeah,
this big red rain jacket on.
Yep.
You kind of looked like one of the meteorologists, like in the hurricane, reporting
Shortino!
From the beach.
Hey, like, Shortino!
Shortino was dropping like he did his halftime deal, and he was throwing some shade at the Badgers.
What?
Yeah, it was. Wow. It was just that kind of day out there. Well, I leave the house to go. I have to be there a couple. You know, a lot earlier than I'd like to be, but 3 hours early for the game. And it is a downpour. And, you know, you have to be in Wisconsin Under Armour approved gear. And that's the only rain jacket I had. So I'm wearing that. And all of a sudden the sun comes out.
It was funny seeing you outside. You get this bright red oversized rain jacket.
Nice
hood's kind of fluffed up. Hey, yep. Coach, what's going on today?
I don't think that's what I said, but okay. But yes.
All right, let's get to the phones. And it must be quite a Monday, because Erica in Milwaukee is not tweeting at us. She's not texting us. She's not YouTube commenting us. She's actually calling us.
Okay. Oh boy,
Erica. Good morning. How you doing today?
Well, after I just saw Get Up while I ate my breakfast, they called this the upset of the year. So I guess I was surprised to hear that, because Dan O broke it down that they ran triple slants and Jordan Love shouldn't have thrown it to who he threw it to. He should have chose a different option, and that wasn't smart on his part. And Dan O picked him to win the MVP of this year. Mm-hmm. And then Micah talks about, I can't remember the adjective he used, but it was poop the bed or pee the bed or whatever.
No, that was a heavy pooping.
It was the S
different,
word, yeah.
Different
heavy,
word, yeah.
Heavy pooping, yes. Yeah.
Then he talked about how Super Bowl champions recoup. Well, I think it was Rex Ryan that said, what the heck does he know about Super Bowl champions recouping? Because he's never been on a team like that. Yeah. And so I laughed and, you know, began working my remote day and listening to you guys. And my dad and I watch the game together, or I go over to my parents' house and watch the game together, and Dad flips back and forth between the channels during breaks or, you know, stuff like that. Well, the Vikings game was such a blowout. Guess what game they put on the other channel?
Pittsburgh.
So Dan,
they put the Steelers game on, didn't they?
ACR.
Yeah.
So Rodgers goes and leads the go-ahead touchdown. I look at my dad. I'm like, the Packers got this in the bag. I'm like, quick flip back, though. So he flipped back, and 2 seconds later, Jordan Love throws the boneheaded pass. And I looked at him. I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. Mm. And I don't know. I think the Packers are kind of soft. Like, there's no people who are pulling oopsies need to be knocked upside the head and be like, how can you be jumping? How can you be false starting when there's no cadence? Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And somebody on Gabe and Chewy called in and said that Rodgers wouldn't have let that happen. Granted, Jordan Love's a little bit different. He seems more calm, cool, and collected, more kind, more loving type, but you can at least go over to the sideline and pat the guy on the back and be like, hey man, we can't be doing that, and then give a hug if you need to. But I don't know, we got to get more tough. I saw the game yesterday, and Kelce and Reed even looked at each other in the face, and like, there was red cheeks and a stare down, and then they walked away, and it was like, wow, it was like, that's, you know, what the Hall of Fame's all about. So
Greg,
I don't know, Matt LaFleur's got to get it tougher with the dudes, and if Jordan Love isn't, you know, one of those pat you on the back and slap you upside the head, then I guess maybe Matt LaFleur's got to grab people by the shirt and be like, hey, you can't have this many penalties. We can't be stupid. This isn't JV football.
So a couple of things, Erica, and thanks for the call, and great job spending the game with your dad. I love that. I am curious, Tausch. The special teams is consistently inconsistent. The penalty problems yesterday were a major issue and factor. And by the way, Micah Parsons apologized for his penalties because his offsides penalty fueled them being in position to kick the game-winning field goal. He should apologize for that. That is the kind of mistake that he can't be making. I'm just curious, how much of that do you lay at the feet of the head coach?
Because I don't have my thing. I don't have my deal with me since we're on remote. Head coach, buck stops here. Harry Truman. That's how it is. Well, that's how it is. Like the head coach is responsible for that part of it. And you, what's the old adage? You get what you emphasize. You allow what you tolerate, or whatever that quote is. That is coaching, and that's kind of it. Falls at the feet of Matt LaFleur. That's just, it can be unfair, but that's the reality of the situation. And I think for the most part, Matt LaFleur's teams have been pretty disciplined. Yesterday was not. And, the officials at this point in the season still are throwing way too many flags. Like it's hard to watch some of these NFL games. And this is how it always goes. And then as the season unfolds, teams either get a lot cleaner or the officials understand we don't need you to call as much stuff as they do. So, the PI on Keyshawn Nixon was garbage in the end zone. It was just a bad call. There were other calls that I think, Green Bay did play sloppy, and they deserved what they got yesterday.
That they did. And you deserve great customer service from your bank, and if you're not getting it, why don't you make the switch to the best in the business? And that is Associated Bank. They've got the awards to prove it. They have the best customer service around, and on top of that, they got all the great reasons to join, whether it's Packers checking, Badgers checking, Brewers checking. Well, at least one of those three teams you're feeling good about today. That's great, but what's more important? Early pay, access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. Credit monitoring to make sure your credit is where it needs to be to make that big purchase. And, of course, fraud protection. They had me covered when someone got my information, and I always will appreciate them for making sure that I was safe and our money and investments were safe. Associated Bank. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Back to the phones we go. Let's go down to Dallas, which is where the Packers will be going next Sunday. Sunday Night Football. Prime time. Let's talk to J-Mon in Dallas. J-Mon, good morning. How you holding up there, bud?
Barely holding up. You like to know?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Oh, no, it's okay. I think we all can get a laugh out. Hopefully that's my phone. Good thing from yesterday. Listening to it, the hanging from everybody we talked about, Matt LaFleur, the play calling, just questionable on all ends. Just kind of curious on, why we didn't use Matthew Golden as much as he gets open. Seen a lot of bubble plays and screens and reverse, and that's not how Matthew Golden is going to get open. He's not going to get open off of a bubble screen or a reverse. I'm kind of questionable on the play calling. Jordan Love, also, a lot of people are saying the third down. I think I called recently the last two games, and I've been mentioning how we've been coming out in the second half flat. And I think it's because the run game isn't so good. And yesterday it showed, which I think played a part in the third down play. We just couldn't get nothing going on the run yesterday. And I think that kind of what drove Matt LaFleur to put the ball in Jordan Love's hands, which you asked me. I think I take a chance with Jordan Love trying to convert that first down, then give Josh Jacobs the ball, who I don't know if he had a first down all game yesterday. So Jordan Love just has to make a better play and just be able to read the safety. But we also can get the safety made an incredible play. I mean,
he did.
Took off the first route from Jordan Love, made him look tough, and jumped the second route. So, I mean, it was a heck of a play. I played safety. I was a star-studded play. So, it's just a great play by the defense. But like I said, Jordan Love playmaking. Another thing, Jordan Love wasn't really moving out the pocket yesterday. which we all know this is one of his strong abilities, kind of just standing around in the pocket, which I know the line is kind of a part of that. But just kind of wanted to see him at least extend some of those plays. It was like he kind of was just standing there, just kind of just taking the facts, you know, kind of at a point of time, it seemed like. So, overall, I mean, the only thing I have positive is the defense, crazy thing. I think Houseman's kind of saying it since the season started. I think this is a new era of Green Bay football. I think this is a defensive-led team. I know it's kind of new because we've seen Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre for so many years, but I think this is a different team now. I think we're with the defense being as young as it is, and guys are getting older. I think the defense is going to be the team. The side of the ball is going to lead the team, and the offense just has to be reliable to go out there and at least get a field goal. Hopefully, don't get them blocked. Special teams. I mean, I hate for this to get a playoff game. And we're still saying the same thing, special teams, special teams, special teams. We just have to clean it up. Like, it doesn't make sense. Years and years, it just doesn't make sense.
Jamon, we appreciate the call. The point you made, which I think ties into, Tausch, what you said earlier that I want to get to before we start the 11 o'clock hour. If your team is defense-led, which we are unaccustomed to in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with this football team, do you coach differently? And to that point, what you were arguing convincingly about run the ball, punt it, the Browns aren't going to be able to drive the distance of the field and hurt you, is that an instance where you have to flip your thinking from Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love's second half in 2023, we're always going to be an offensive-first operation. Is that where you have to coach differently and recognize where your strength is, and that's on the defensive side of the ball more than anything, at least on Sunday?
Well, it's completely game plan adjacent, and it's understanding the flow of the game. Where are you going to give yourself – everybody's into analytics – what were the analytics if you punt that football? Now, again, you know, one of the things you could say is, well, their special team stinks. They could have returned it for a touchdown. Then you're going to sit here and say, why are we so conservative? So I have to at least acknowledge that piece to this. But if you just look at it and say, Cleveland, 80 yards, 3 minutes left, no timeouts, what are the odds they go down and score a touchdown, kick the extra point, or go for two and win? And the analytics have to tell you it's less than 10. It would have been less than 10%. I don't know what I guarantee you this, throwing a pick and giving them the ball at the 4-yard line, the odds are a lot higher that they're going to score. That I'm not an analytics nerd. I don't know math. I do know that. So you can always play the result. But to answer your question, there is no doubt you have to understand, what is my football team great at? What am I going to hang my hat on? And if you want to hang it on Jordan Love is going to convert a 3rd-and-3, I'm all in. Fine. But that wasn't yesterday. It can be down the road, but you need to see, man, Cleveland just can't do anything on offense. They couldn't. It was the third straight game of Charlie checkdown. Like, the new thing now, Prize Picks, find the starting running back for the opposing team and go more on their catches. Because what happens? Up, oh, rush, blip, blip, Charlie checkdown, bink, 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 bink. That's what happens. So far, we're 3 for 3 on that. And that is what, so to put a bow on it, yes, Matt LaFleur should have punted because that was the play to win yesterday's game, not necessarily next week's game where you know that their defense stinks and their offense is better. Understanding that piece of it is all about coaching.
Whether you win or whether you lose, Coors Light is always the beer you should choose.
That's a good little limerick there. And whether you're tailgating pregame, I don't have a limerick written up yet, but enjoying your experience during the game, celebrating a big win or a really tough loss after the game, you just need a moment to chill. Crack open that Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged. So it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Hagolden, Colorado.
Division champs. Think of the good times this weekend.
Division champs.
With the Coors Light. I'm sorry, you don't.
And raise the Coors yeah. Light. In
but you can't because you're banned for another few days.
I got three more days
of Bob Uecker. Here the 11 o'clock hour is going to start in 2 minutes. We're going to get to the last of our calls. We're going to get to texts. We have a book to give away. Don't forget, from our friend Greeny.
Joe got Thomas, the book up? That I got.
No. I got that one still. I got to send that out in the mail.
I didn't know we're giving that away.
No, we could, though. I mean, I don't know if he's got extra copies. Lord knows there's extra copies of my poorly selling book that I co-wrote. But, and then we want to give that away. We'll get to Woe Nelly as well. That's all still ahead in the 11 o'clock hour. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.